This is Ted Kennedy. Strong action against pesticides is needed to protect the nation's food supply. In a moment, Senator Al Pesticide Simpson and I will face off. Al, they don't call you Mr. Pesticide for nothing. Anything goes, you say, as long as it grows food. Pour on the pesticides. But what about the chemical residues left in the food we eat? According to the National Academy of Sciences, lawful use of 28 different pesticides could lead to cancer in 6 out of every 1,000 people who eat the food. EPA has identified 25 additional cancer-causing pesticides lawfully used in agriculture. The Natural Resources Defense Council says washing may not remove pesticides, most often found in 26 fruits and vegetables. Let's crack down and legislate tough health standards to protect the nation's food supply. Pesticides that pose more than a negligible risk to adults or children should be taken off the market. What are you, Al? Pro-pesticide or pro-people?
Ted, I'm pro-common sense. But at least I'm not programmable like you and your other liberal willy-nillies who nibble at the rancid bait put out by some environmental groups always claiming there's a sinister conspiracy to poison all of America. Remember Alar? Ted, stop misleading and terrifying the people. We have good, tough laws on the books to ensure a safe food supply. Let's put some more bucks into enforcing those laws and increase research and development funds to help farmers produce food without any pesticides at all. And let's remember that besides residues left on our food, we should also guard against chemicals entering our groundwater. What do you put on the roses at Hyannisport? But Ted, the only real pest around here is you. And I'd even eat a full case of organic granola if it would make you head for the hills. Pest indeed. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.